On Panthers Radio, in association with Zionomics, I'm joined by Panthers forward Tanner Sorensen. Tanner, just look ahead to Sunday, Belfast on the road. Do you take a lot from the game here in midweek that you match them for most of it? Just the final thing that, you know, really just putting the puck in the back of the net, I guess, was the issue in the end.
Yeah, I mean, in that game, it was awesome to see Jonesy play as good as he did. It was his birthday, it was his old team. So it was really kind of a dagger for us as a team to not win that for him. I mean, we need all the wins we can get right now, but it's those small accolades like that and stuff you can make something out of the game that make it big for us. Right now, obviously, we just need to get into playoffs, and then it's really important for us. But every point matters, so we need to string some wins together.
Do you take a lot from the fact that, you know, you're very well structured now as a team? You can see the structures there. Is that, you know, I guess you need to take those positives to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we held Belfast to one goal and an empty netter, right? That's kind of been the story with them. We've had tight games, and then the third period, it's whoever comes out on top with a goal. And unluckily, it's been them lately. So hopefully we can steal one in their barn on Sunday. That'll be huge coming back for next week.
You just look at Belfast, don't you? And just, you know, got to give credit to them as well, because they don't appear to have hardly any weaknesses.
Yeah, I mean, they really, they're a bend-don't-break team. We had our chances, and they didn't break. We have four or five posts. We had Welshies that was almost in with the review. So it's not like we lacked our chances, we just didn't capitalize, which is a shame.
How did the break go for you? Obviously, the team shut down for the week for the international break. Do you feel good after that? Let's look at it from a personal point of view. Did he get up too much?
Yeah, I got away to Tenerife, which is really cool. I'd never been, so that was sweet to see Spain in general and the Canaries for the first time. For guys like myself who have kind of been struggling on the ice, not producing, it's nice to get away and kind of let your brain reset. I thought the game went well for me personally, the first one. Didn't score, had a post, had a couple chances, but yeah, we need to really keep building on each game.
How frustrating has it been for yourself and maybe as a team that perhaps it's not delivered what maybe has been expected?
With the crowd, the fans, the town, they expect a lot, which they should. There's no reason this place shouldn't be a top European destination, top European team every year, especially in this league. So I know we're hard on ourselves individually. Obviously, the fans are hard on us, and obviously our staff is hard on us. Corey demands a lot. Me personally, I just want to get back on track and try to end the year strong. And like I said, going to playoffs, like, that's anyone's cup right now. You see Fife's in the Challenge Cup Finals, right? So it's nice to see a lot of diversity going around the league. It kind of shows that top to bottom that each team can kind of win any night.
Just finally, you know, obviously the running now is to build for the playoffs, as you say, qualify and get in there. Do you look around the room and see that you are a team that can make an impact in the playoffs?
You look at the top of the table, you got Guildford, Belfast, Sheffield, Cardiff. I don't think any of them really want to play us. I mean, in the bottom four, what is it, Coventry, us, Glasgow, and Manchester?
Manchester, yeah. Yeah.
No one really wants to go into Manchester and play, right? Glasgow's been turning around since they started 16 in a row or whatever with losses. Now they're in a playoff spot. Like, that's kind of crazy. So I think still in the bottom four, I wouldn't want to draw us.